Good evening, and welcome to Masterpiece Theater. Today, we shall be listening to a quarter-assed reading of a very, very epic fan fiction by the one and only Peter Chimney. Let's have a listen, shall we?
Quarter life, halfway to destruction. At you, whore's nose. Encyclopedia, which is online encyclopedia, like Wikipedia, said I was writing story called Quarter Life, halfway to destruction. And I decide to write anyway. Chapter 1, what it means? Gordon Freechman was studying it. Was studying laboratory fellow scientist Cal Orker Jim said Gordon Freemant, what are you working on? I have discovered a new radioactive isotope, but it's so volatile. Oh shit. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Second, alright. Let's go through that again. UI have discovered new radioactive isotope, but it's so volatile that it does not have a half-life but a core life, so we must observe with hasty! Just then a head crab went on Jim's head. Oh no, where did Hedgar come from? Gordon went to get his crowbar, but it was missing, so I had to borrow a a claymore sword. He hits the head crab, and Jim was okay, but his head was cut. Watch where he swings at me. Just kidding, thanks. They laughed. Wait! Oh no, where is the isotope? It been stoned! Chapter 2, they reverse her to isotrope, but they don't! Gordon and Jim arrived at the alien scene where a bad guy from the game said, I have taken the isotope. It will cause meltdown!
No, Dallas!
Which was target of where they were, and it was a nice place, and my friend lives there.
If you do not agree to my demands, too late! An isotope hit Quarter Life, and the room slowly became vaporized.
You must escape out of here fastly!
But Jim was already blown to smithereens. Chapter 3: Distraction is imminent. This is Gordon Freeman. How do we contain to meltdown? I know. And he used portals to push enemy headquarters into a portal so Dallas wouldn't melt down and it would only go off harmless in the Atlantic Ocean. Barak succeeded at winning the mission.
Not so fast, Mr. Gordon!
What happens next?
You decide! The hangs for reading. Please buy my book at peterchimera.com. I am poor.
Cha-ching!